It's The Huddle. Powered in part by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington, rjsburlington.com, Agave Taco and Tequila Casa, Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at agavevt.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant. Go beyond the burger. Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at grazersvt.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game. 101.3thegame.com, the 101.3 The Game app, and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
Good afternoon. You're in The Huddle. 101.3 The Game, all unaccounted for. Intern 11 is here. Intern 13 is here. TJ's here. Rich is back. Artie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
I am well rested, and I was feeling really good about life until that scream let out.
Wow, look at you. All back. You're looking fresh.
Yeah, fresh. All right. Tanned. Bronze god.
What did you do? What did you do on your vacation?
I put my feet in the water and did a whole lot of nothing and hung out with my family, and we had the best time.
Walk on hot coals and drink blood? What did you do? I don't know. I don't know what you do at that camp out there.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I just want to know what they do.
So what was he like during the week? Was he just ridiculous?
Well, I will tell you this. I didn't hear, did you go to Orange Theory today? He didn't ask me that.
That's he asked me that.
He didn't ask me if I saw his brother.
Right.
Okay. All right. None of that happened last week. He was awful.
Were you?
Yeah, he was.
I was my usual self. Just because you weren't here doesn't mean I wasn't going to, you know, not do anything different there.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was good to see the family. 20 months is a long time to go, and I have this crazy tight family. We're, like, really close. We absolutely adore being with each other, and 20 months is way
so much different than my family. So much different.
Oh, absolutely.
So much different.
Yeah, your family is just massive dysfunction.
We haven't seen each other in 20 years.
My mother-in-law is in town. She came in yesterday.
Oh.
She was supposed to stay till September. This morning she said, I'm leaving Thursday.
And your reaction was?
Oh, but I was charging her $100 a night, so that's money out of my, money out of my pocket.
Immediately, I haven't been here in a week, and immediately the show is, here's my life, I'm Arnie Spanier, here's what's going on.
Well, every time I ask you, you don't tell us what goes on at that special camp.
What do you want to know? Special camp.
We don't know, you're walking on hot coals,
you're
drinking
tents.
Blood.
It was nice to be away from a cell phone for a week, I'll tell you, I enjoyed that immensely.
You had a cell phone with you.
I had one in my car, in the parking lot.
Are there Gregorian chants?
Stop. But I cannot tell you how nice it was to see the family. 20 months is ridiculous. So it was good. And a lot of Lake Monster games. They were home the whole week, so I was driving back and forth every night.
So you were allowed to leave the compound?
You're allowed to leave.
I didn't know. You can leave anytime you want. I had no idea, but you can never get away. Is that what Hotel California? You can check out anytime
you
like.
Oh,
but you can never
singing.
Leave.
Please don't start singing.
Wow. Was that singing or talking? I'm not sure what that was.
Did you know I'm a good singer?
I wasn't aware of that.
You didn't know that?
You haven't proven it yet over the last 11 years
This is
It's funny you bring that up.
This is MC Arnie Spanier.
I have friends, and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack.
What the hell did I just hear?
That, you know, Biz Markie died on Friday. You know who Biz Markie is?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that a person?
Yeah, he sings that song, You got what I need. And I sang that about 10 years ago. I sang that one song in karaoke.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was the only song I ever sang in karaoke was Biz Markie.
His name was Biz Markie?
Yeah, He's a famous Markie. Yeah, famous guy.
Oh,
famous,
yeah.
Very famous.
Who did he play for? I'm assuming he plays no instruments.
No, he's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Okay,
MC.
So he talks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Play it for him, TJ.
Well,
play.
But here's the deal. Going home Friday night, I heard the news that Biz Markie had passed away. Okay. And in my head, I went, You Got What I Need is the only song I can ever imagine Arnie Spanier doing karaoke to.
And I did it 10 years ago.
And I sent him a text as a joke, you know, hey, the only karaoke song you'll ever do, the guy just died. And little did I know that this exists.
Come on, I'm not even going for that. This is where I'm going to sing. You got what I need.
Wow.
But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh,
horrible.
Baby.
No, it sounds great.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. but you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you
wow.
got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
Oh, how drunk were you?
I might have had a drink.
Honestly?
I might have had a Budweiser.
Well, if it was more than 10 years ago, he might have had a drink. Yeah.
That didn't sound good to you. It sounded great to me. I played that on my national show last night. All people kept saying that was fantastic.
It sounded like cats in heat just screaming in agony.
To be honest with you, it's not really that much different than the original.
You can't tell.
I don't doubt that.
Do you have the original one? Do you have the original? It does, seriously.
Give me a second.
We sound exactly the same.
So I guess they canceled his tour, huh?
Well, he passed away.
I understand
Friday.
That.
Yeah, but he wasn't touring. That was an old song.
Oh, I don't know.
That was like his famous song is what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, he was, I can't believe you didn't know who Bismarck was.
Bismarck, isn't that the capital of North Dakota
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, I think so. No, that's Bismarck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was in a bar with a couple of guys from Dallas. So this was about 10 years ago.
So, and you obviously recorded it. That exists out there?
That was on YouTube.
You're kidding.
No.
Yeah. Search Arnie Spanier.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah. And
there's video of this.
And there's
event.
Video.
Oh, yeah. There's video.
It's
of
actually
me.
A bowling alley.
Well, you've hit it big.
Yeah. And I was there with a bunch of guys from the station, and they go, pick a song. I go, Bismarck.
You don't have to sing. It's rap.
Yeah. Well,
just talk.
But they put the words up on the board so you can know the words. But I really didn't have much. I really didn't have much rhythm or anything like that.
No.
You know what I mean? It's hard on that.
Well, that was back then.
Glenn,
now you
Glenn,
have it.
Glenn and Moncton, my ears are bleeding.
I know it. That was hideous.
Wasn't that bad.
By the way, it says Moncton on the hometown SmackDown. Did Glenn win or was that Alex from Moncton? It says Moncton on the winner's list.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
By the way, here's the original. Hang on.
Oh, let's be careful.
Yeah,
there.
Be careful.
No,
there.
There's no language in it.
We just said your mother.
Yeah, well, it's an R&B song.
Can we go past right. the mother
is
jokes?
Any, yeah.
Is it
music?
Past the mother jokes? Can we go by
hang
that?
Hang on. I just got on stage
dripping pouring with sweat. See? I was walking through the
crowd. And guess now, is this Arnie or Marcus?
No,
or
this
whatever
is,
his
this
name
is Bismarck.
See, you can't tell. A question to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name. She said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. See? Yeah. Is it just where they're exactly the same?
Where's the guitar solo?
Let's get to the...
Yeah, get to that part. You got what I need. Yeah.
You do sound like him. More cats.
You just say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Got what I need.
So good to be back.
Every animal in Vermont is running for their lives. Yeah,
wow.
we had to pull that out of the archives. So you see, this is stuff you were missing now that you're...
Well, you know, apparently I'm back in time just to hear it again.
Well, that's a good one, yeah.
The worst thing is the fact that now our listeners have actually had to endure this twice. I only get it once.
No, we didn't play this on Friday. Oh, he died on Friday. TJ didn't know I had this until today.
No, I really didn't. I sent him a joke text Friday night thinking, yeah, you know, maybe we should do something with it and stage it. And he surprised me. There's a video on YouTube of him doing it.
Glenn says the guy sounds like Tracy Morgan. Yeah, he does sound like Tracy Morgan, does he not?
He does, yeah.
He does sound like that. So there you go. Tim and Virgin's ouch. Oh, stop it.
Oh, absolutely.
We should have karaoke at night. What do you think, Rich? Wait, you've sang karaoke before?
Of course I haven't. There is not enough beer in the world to make me sing
you've
anything.
I thought you've gone to karaoke.
No. And every time I make fun of a rapper, I'm apparently a racist now. So every time I make fun of country musicians, that makes me what? Who am I pissing off with that?
I don't know.
Welcome back, Rich. Welcome back. Yeah.
I do Runaway Train by Soul Asylum.
Now, who does that offend when you sing that?
I don't know.
You literally can't say anything anymore on the radio.
But here's the thing. Next time we say, Arnie, you have no friends?
Because I have friends, and that's a fact.
I got plenty of friends. Friday's show was great. Rich has to pull up his socks. Intern 11 whined all week. Yeah, Intern 11 was very whiny because he wanted to ask out a girl, and he couldn't do it. So his father-in-law or his
stepdad
had to ask the girl out for him.
And how did it work? How was the date?
No, it didn't work. There was no date. No date.
It's hopeless.
Yeah, it was very hopeless on that. So he was very crabby.
Stephen Burlington, embarrassing you don't know Bismarck, Rich.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing.
I've heard that song before. I'm not going to lie.
That was a huge, believe it or not, hit.
No, I've heard it.
It was a big song.
I think I heard it at the ballpark.
We have the new tour up, by the way, Rich.
Oh, my gosh. There's 8 million viewers.
Can somebody tell? We cannot get the right number. How many people have watched it so far? I know about 3,000 people watched the one on, Friday? Is that what we had Friday?
Yeah.
So we have a new one today. TJ kind of half-assed it.
There's two of them, actually, today.
Yeah, TJ did a bad job, but still people are complimenting him for it.
There's a lot of people on the text line saying Intern 11 just spent the whole time complaining last
week. Oh, he was.
He's learning from the king.
He attitude like I would never think about having, Rich. He had a bigger attitude than I am. Wow. He's a big star now in Winnipeg, Fargo, and Burlington.
Yeah, but I
there's no talking to him. His head is so big. It's like a bobblehead, yes.
I don't know that he understands this business that, you know, it's like anything for the audience.
Yeah.
You know, that mentality.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He thinks
you
it's
want me
for
to
him.
What?
You want me to do what? I'm past that. I'm beyond that now.
I have people to do that.
I got to get a hold of my people, and my people will tell me to do that now. Gosh.
Look at the text line go.
Steve says, embarrassing that you don't know who Biz Markie is, Rich.
Yep, I just read that one.
Well, they're coming in, who's sending all these videos and pictures coming?
Oh, yeah. There's screenshots from Number 11's
that
tour.
Number 11 did a tour of the station.
Oh, it's pretty exciting. Although I can see where if you're not familiar with how radio works, it could be. I mean, when I go into TV stations, I'm in awe of it.
Yeah, people are asking us questions, how do things work, and asking about the buttons and stuff like that. But Intern 11 has to do a much better job explaining. But he thinks he's big time now. You know, you have to get a hold of his people for him to do anything.
Steve says maybe Intern 11 should ask your dog out,
wow,
Arnie.
Wow. I wasn't going to read that
out
one.
For a walk.
Look, you're right back in it, right?
There's nothing I won't read.
I know. You.
Especially the stuff that pisses me off.
Yeah, so there you go. So, yeah, no, he'll... We tried to get him a date. We're working on it, Rich. We're doing everything we can. Fast and furious.
I'm just reading Rams Fan Ralph. You're a cross between a rhino, sloth, and howler monkey on puberty. I guess that's bad.
Arnie, is this Friday the Battle of the Interns, correct?
What? What's that?
I have no idea, but I'll go with it.
Is that a new feature?
Is that a new feature, TJ?
Absolutely.
No, they're going to do. You're doing tours, right? You both are doing tours on Friday. Look at Intern 11 telling us no now. Look at that. I want a tour done on Friday at the waterfront.
Used to be he'd come to me.
Anything, Arnie? What can I do?
He'd come to me. What can I do for you? What do you need done? What do you need now? It's like
yeah. Gosh.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're going down to the waterfront. And you are going to do a tour on Friday. People want to see him. I want to know how many people watched this last one that we just put up today.
What is the battle going to involve? What's the competition? Do you have to, whoever films more square footage or
no,
something?
No, just to let them both do it together. Just do a good job. How about that? People want to see the waterfront, and they haven't done it yet.
All people have done is complain about Eleven's performance when he's just doing it out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah, but he did a bad job, too.
He did. Here's the deal. He did a bad job on the tour.
Yes.
He did a good job on the show filling in.
He did a great job filling in.
He did do a good job.
Yeah. Tour, not so good. He's never going to be a TV talk show host. He's never going to be like that. What's that guy? Robin something or other?
Xander?
Robin.
No.
Robin Xander?
Come on.
Isn't he the Cheap Trick singer?
Hello. Yeah. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Oh, Robin Leach.
Robin Leach.
Yeah. Yes. Well, come
I'm
on
Robin
now.
Robin Leach. Perfect and this name. Is He's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
I could see Intern 11 maybe doing that. I'm Intern 11. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Here's the waterfront.
God, you sound just like him.
Champagne dreams and caviar.
Jim in San Diego, my dogs just stopped howling after hearing Arnie sing.
Oh, stop. Tim in Virginia, Intern 11 did fine. Let's hear a tape from your first day. Hey, Rich, never heard of him either.
Well, first of all, it wasn't his first day, but okay.
Arnie, you said all interns must do downtown and waterfront tour, and we would judge the winner. I'm going to make Intern 11 and 13 collaborate on this thing.
Didn't 11 do a downtown a couple
no,
weeks ago?
No, not the waterfront. He's neglecting
but
the waterfront.
But that's already been done.
Not the waterfront.
TJ did it.
No, no.
On the 3rd of July.
No, that's when the girl tried to steal the camera. No. No, we didn't do that.
Anyway, I had a great vacation. Thanks for asking.
Well, you don't do anything on your vacation. It's not exciting. You're with a bunch of people we don't know. It's like cult camp, and you're drinking blood and walking on coals.
Gregorian chants.
Yeah, you're doing stuff like that.
By the way, I had a monk in my car for Uber today.
Did you really?
Like a Padre
really cool.
fan?
He's going to some monastery in Lowell, Vermont.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Where's he from?
I don't know. Oh, Hawaii.
Did he have the brown... Hawaii?
Yeah. He was flying in. I picked him up at a
Hawaiian
local...
Hawaiian monk.
Sounds like a band. I picked him up at a local hotel, and he wanted me to take him downtown, first of all.
But there's no monasteries in Los Angeles he could have
stopped
at?
No, but he wanted to check one out, which is apparently in Lowell, Vermont, which is out in the middle of nowhere.
Did you give him a tour of the waterfront?
I took him to a couple of breweries.
Was he wearing the robe?
Wait a minute, he's a Hawaiian monk who got hammered?
Was he wearing a robe, the brown robe?
No, but he looked like he had monk possibilities.
Did he say, hey, how about them Padres?
Good one, Arnie. No. That's pretty funny.
Well, somebody's got to be funny on this show.
Yeah, look at you.
Luke says, I don't remember Intern 11 complaining much, but it might be because it's hard to complain, Arnold. Wow. Luke has to turn it back on me. There's a lot. I can't keep up with all the Town Fair Tire text line.
So what was the most exciting thing you did on your vacation?
Probably diving out the back window on the camp show in my unicycle.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
And getting up and yelling live from South Hero, it's the show. And the crowd going wild. I ride my unicycle around the stage in a circle in front of the whole camp and then pretend to fall out of the back window. And come up like Chevy Chase used to, mocking President Ford.
Okay, I'm really sorry I asked that
question.
See,
I told you not to ask.
I've been doing it for 40 years.
This is why I didn't ask him how his vacation went.
That was a true story. I've been doing it for 40 years, every Friday night.
I've heard this
Friday
story
night's
six
like
times
talent
now.
Show night?
Friday night is the talent show. Think Dirty Dancing. It's like that kind of a place.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Do you sit in the corner?
Yeah.
You know, people get up there and sing Biz Markie.
Yeah, right.
And here's Arnie now.
doing a Biz Markie song.
I love it.
Because I have friends, and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack.
Well, that was perfect rhythm, was that not?
No, who was that? That's me, Markie?
By the way. No, that's me.
That's him.
See, you can't even tell
Arnie. No, I can't.
You can't tell the professional from me.
The word that comes to mind is glorious.
It is pretty glorious.
Yeah.
That was the only piece of the whole version of the song that Arnie did that had the right rhythm that I could cut out.
Justin says, I'm impressed you could ride a unicycle.
Yeah, I've been riding one since I was 10 years old.
Yeah, I'll give you credit for that. I don't think I could ride one.
No, you
couldn't.
Chicks
dig the cycle.
Oh. What's that?
Chicks dig the unicycle.
Yeah. All three interns make a video. We decide the winner. Now the people on the text line are making up the rules and what goes on now. You know what I mean? They're going to decide what we're going to be doing. This is what you guys need to do, and we got to get it done.
This is what gets number 11 all frustrated.
What?
He doesn't like that when they start saying
he doesn't like to get pushed around anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll get pushed around more. Trust me on that. Wait till the texters. We should just give us suggestions, and we'll send Intern 11 to go ahead and do that.
Peter and Williston, Rich's camp activities sound like a mix between Berenstain Bears and Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, there's no Little House on the Prairie in this one. Rich has bandages on his feet.
How long till you had a beer?
We all poured into McKee's in South Hero on Friday night.
From Monday to Friday without having a beer?
No.
No way. Absolutely. Impossible.
No, I don't believe
didn't
you.
Happen.
Don't do that all the time.
No, it didn't happen.
No.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
No. You're too much of an alcoholic.
What are you talking about? I'm not an alcoholic.
You had the shakes by Wednesday.
Oh, you had the shakes by when on vacation.
Does it matter that I did plenty of drinking over the weekend? Does that count for anything?
You probably stocked up, that's
a given.
But I couldn't really because I had Lake Monster games. Now batting, number 25.
Ben says,
Ken Griffey.
Rich, that sounds amazing.
It was.
Riding a unicycle falling out the window?
Oh, yeah. I fall out the window on purpose. Do you remember
it's
that
like
skit?
A Gerald Ford
did you ever get hurt?
Do you ever remember the Chevy Chase?
Yes, I remember.
SNL.
That, yeah.
It's a Gerald Ford. Yeah,
that's 40 years ago.
Yes, mocking Gerald Ford. He used to fall down all the time.
That was 40 years ago.
Right, and that's when I started doing it.
Okay.
In the 70s.
You might want to mix it up a little bit.
He was 9.
No, the idea of this camp is to not mix up anything. Everything is exactly the way it was 100 years ago.
Come on,
including
spam
most of,
for everybody. Let's go.
Including most of the people.
Blank on a shingle, that's what's for breakfast.
No electricity, outhouses.
No.
There is electricity, so that's not true either.
No electricity where we are.
Yeah.
So and
they live
no
like
cell
Amish
phones.
People.
The cell phones, that was a joy to be without, let me tell you. I loved it.
We couldn't get a hold of you even if we wanted
no,
to.
No, that's the reason I love it.
Suppose your condo burned down.
I was, oh, well, that's a, so that means I don't have to feed my cat. Kidding.
That's why, wow. Kidding. Wow,
don't start whining.
At Rich Haskell, at Rich Haskell.
He hates everything.
We almost did the show Thursday live from the camp. We were going to
No, you weren't.
Oh, yes, we were.
No, you weren't.
Oh, we were.
It wouldn't have happened. I would have called the one Grand Isle sheriff to come scoot you out of there.
Gomer or Barney Fife? Gomer. Which one would have been?
Yeah, you won't be saying that when he busts you on Route 2, flying down through the town.
Do you know who I am, Barney? Do you know who I am?
Barney.
Barney and Arnie.
Come on. I'm worried about some Yahoo sheriff.
Some Yahoo sheriff. Yeah, he won't be saying that when you're speeding towards the ferry.
Wow.
He'd just sing to him.
Come on. I'm not even going for that. This is where I'm going to sing. You. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend.
Would I have one talent night?
Who is that who had sort of a voice singing with you?
That's just me.
That's just somebody in the crowd.
Oh, because yeah, he sounded hammered as you did.
But yeah. I can hear Beth in the crowd laughing.
Beth's either that or just
too embarrassed.
Or running out of the door screaming.
Cold Camp needs one addition. Arnie Spanier playing the bugle at 5 a.m.
Oh, no chance.
Like F Troop. Tour schedule is interns do the Lakefront Tour and then the House Cribs Tour. Boy, they are really doing the Yo 101.3 tours, like the Yo MTV tours.
The Yo 101.3 tours.
Yeah.
And it's all Winnipeggers. They're the ones that are starving for this stuff. Do they not have any radio stations in Winnipeg?
I like that they listen to us. What's wrong with
them? I do too. I'm just saying that they want video of every move we make. They want to see our houses. I'm just wondering why.
I love because they want to see what's going on over here. I love it. They're opening up the border, by the way, August 9th to the fully vaccinated.
August 9th?
Yeah.
So we got another 3 weeks.
Yeah, for the people that are vaccinated.
Bring it on. Peel Street, Saturday night.
That scream you heard this afternoon was Mike Zarni from Star 92.9, who has a girlfriend in Canada.
Huddle intern, yes. 11, 12, and 13 do Lakefront tours, then Sports Cave Crib tours. They're demanding a lot. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, wow. There's a lot more than one sheriff in Grand Isle County. You just don't see them because they lurk in unmarked cars and pickup trucks.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
you.
All right. Thank you, Barney and Andy.
Really? It's an 804 area code. How does he know that?
I wouldn't mind going to jail if Aunt B is going to bake me a blueberry pie. Hey, nobody, Aunt B.
Nobody under 50 has any idea who Aunt B is.
Hey, Aunt B, what's for dinner? And we got some of that blueberry pie that you always have on Wednesdays. I love it. I love it.
That's right. Everybody in Grand Isle County has a southern accent. Jeez.
Hey, Arnie, you should sing the theme to your TV show, Jim in San Diego. You know, the TV show about the one about my life? I get a feeling that they're going to get that thing done.
Is that happening?
Did you
talk to that crazy woman last week?
Yeah, it's still being pushed, but I get a feeling something good's going to happen with this. I really do. They did get Kevin James to play me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I still think it should have been Vin Diesel.
He's going to have to gain some weight.
Or
that is true.
I hate you guys.
Oh, good. Both of us. You didn't even say
you
it.
Guys.
Although you did agree.
I think The Rock should play me. What?
The Rock.
We look very similar.
Yeah, you both have
can you see the
nostrils.
Rock? Can you see The Rock going, hi, I'm Arnie Spanier?
You both have fingernails.
Can you see The Rock going, hi, I'm Arnie Spanier?
You both have no hair. That's true.
Yes, we look a lot alike, too.
Yeah.
We do. Don't say we don't.
25 minutes. Did any sports happen? By the way, if you want to talk about sports, I have no idea. I know the Sox lost 2 of 3. I know Verdugo got hit in the back, and that's about all I know. I've been out of touch.
Wow.
All I know is Lake Monsters have won 13 in a row, baby.
Wait, you were done up. When did you leave camp? Friday?
Saturday afternoon.
So you had all Saturday, all Sunday to get caught back up.
I had to get right into the ballpark.
But that still doesn't mean you can't look on Twitter. You can't watch highlights, for crying out loud.
A vacation.
Your vacation ends on Friday.
It wasn't just Arnie I needed to get away from. It was sports, too.
Your vacation. Who wants to get away from sports?
No, I'm kidding.
The vacation ended on Friday.
Just Arnie.
When are they going to open up the U.S. border? I'm coming down to Burlington as soon as it happens.
August 9th.
August 9th.
Trevor and Milton, you're not the Rock. You're more like the Boulder.
So anyway.
Where's my bell? I haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, somebody's been using it.
There it is.
So, yeah, we're going to hopefully I think we'll get it done. I think there's a lot of – I think it's going to do like one of those Amazon Prime, Hulu, Peacock. You know, one of those networks.
Well, yeah. I got a good feeling your show is going to get picked up because Fox is coming out with a new singing competition show. Like, we need another one of those. And it's called Alter Ego. It will air after The Masked Singer. And basically, contestants will perform as, quote, their dream avatar.
That sounds stupid as hell.
It is.
And that's on what? What'd you say it was on?
On Fox.
That's on the big network.
Yeah.
No, that sounds stupid.
Alanis Morissette, Will I Am, Nick Lachey, and Grimes are going to be the judges.
I don't even care if it's picked up by a network. Amazon Prime, Hulu, any of those are fine. I just want to get picked up somewhere. I don't care where the hell they show it. Just get it picked up.
So does 11.
Yeah.
So now people are going to be singing. People are going to be singing in a digital costume, and that's different. That's than The Masked Singer.
It's
Avatar.
No, a TV show that's stupid.
That just sounds
that's
really
impossible. So,
if they can greenlight this, they can greenlight, you know. Hey, back after this.
By the way, do you want me to get my mother-in-law on? She's already made her Super Bowl prediction.
I absolutely want her on.
I do too.
Is there a chance I'll see any of that money if I get to know her?
No, you won't get any of that. That's for me. But do you know who her Super Bowl pick is already?
Jacksonville.
No, you could guess who it is because she lives in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
So the Cardinals.
Yes.
And she goes to where in the summertime? Buffalo. So the Cardinals and the Bills.
Well,
it's entirely possible.
I said, come on, Lowy, stop it.
I want to talk to
her. You can't give stupid picks like that.
What's her name?
Lowy. Lois.
Lois?
Yeah, Lois.
I want to talk to her about TJ Michaels.
Lowy.
I want to talk to her about TJ Michaels' reverse mortgages.
Oh, she's going to love that.
Jeremy says, Huddle, August 9th, Canada opening, not USA. They haven't decided if they will. So it's not, does that mean, I assume, Canadians can't come here, but
what does that
Americans
mean?
Can go there?
What does that mean? I go to Canada, but I just can't come back?
I'll tell you, there's been some situations where I thought that was going to be the case after some concerts.
First time, Dixer, if you're not on CBS, ABC, or NBC, it's not a real sitcom. Oh, stop that.
That's
come on.
True.
I don't. That's not true.
That's not true at all.
Come on. Put it on any of the bogus networks. I'm okay with that.
Intern A, EH. Yeah. August 9th is Canada, not USA. Canadians still can't come to the USA. Jeez.
Well, that's
honestly, you get on Netflix, you're probably going to have a larger audience than any of the mainstream networks. If they put you on Netflix or Hulu,
I don't care wherever they put us.
You'll get more watches than anything on regular TV.
Hey, by the way, real quick, I was, I like to screw around sometimes.
No.
Get around, yeah. Remember I told you that the guy from the LA Times was calling up writing a book on Steve Kerr?
Okay.
And he spoke to me for like a couple of hours, and I was screwing around. I thought he knew I was kidding around.
Uh-oh.
And I go, yeah, when I was in high school, I'd constantly beat Kerr in one-on-one all the time. 21-2, 21-0.
It was worth the scores.
He believed me. I think he put it in the book because he texted me. And he wants to know if I want to be mentioned in the
forward
or something like that.
Okay.
And he wants to send me a copy of the book because I'm in it.
You getting some royalties for that book?
No, but I'm like, I hope he didn't take me seriously that I beat Kerr all these times in a one-on-one because... And that's going to look pretty bad.
All he has to do is watch the Williston game video from the last couple weeks to see that you clearly could beat anyone.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't finish our last game. We were in the semifinals, and our team started cursing, picking up technical fouls, and one guy threw a chair across the gym, and another one kicked it, and then Big Bone JB got a technical, and then we ended up losing. But
nice.
We were tied up to that point with like 2 minutes left.
I feel like everything Arnie's telling me right now has already been rehashed last week.
No, no.
Is this old news to everybody?
No, he had a tournament this weekend.
It was on the weekend, and it's on video.
So some guy threw a chair in a Williston league?
It was our tournament league.
Okay, so it's Burlington.
Yeah, it was at Edmonds.
So it was at Edmonds.
Yeah. Well, he kicked it pretty hard, and it flew across the gym. I'm like, what a kick that was. That would have broke my foot.
How many points did you have this weekend?
I had three.
Three.
But I didn't play in one game, but two games.
Yeah.
Because it got really rough.
Because you suck.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
How do you really feel?
Yeah. Well, it got very physical, and then the ref started cursing at the player, and the player started cursing back at the ref.
How pathetic is that? And it's some meaningless basketball game.
It's not meaningless. It's for a trophy. What's wrong with you?
In other words, meaningless.
There was a trophy at stake.
There's a trophy for it. You could go 0-10 and you get a trophy.
And a T-shirt, too. Come on. Stop. Take that back.
There's a trophy.
Did the one-armed guy play in all three games?
No, he's not on my tournament team.
Oh, okay.
Tournament team is a much better team.
Right. It's an elite traveling team.
Yeah,
it's an elite
squad.
I get it.
I can't just come in and play. We play to win. So
like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get into the game. You know.
I can't think of anything I'd rather not do more than being an ultra-competitive bunch of old men running around wanting to punch each other.
Oh, there was some men, 21-year-olds.
I can. I think I would not like to ride a unicycle in circles and act like I fell out the back.
Yeah, that would go ahead and want to pass
That's
on
much
that
more
big boy.
State. I'd much rather do that.
And you're giving me crap over that, huh? You're going to go ahead and give me grief?
Absolutely.
And you're riding a unicycle
like
you're in the circus.
Ultra-competitive adults.
Do you juggle while you're riding a unicycle?
Says the guy who throws things at his television when his Patriots lose.
Do you juggle as you're riding the unicycle?
No, but I'd like to try. And yes, I did put some mattresses out the back window, by the way, to fall on. It's a long drop.
So you don't get hurt?
Right, so I fall on.
Have you gotten hurt at all?
Never in 40-plus years.
We got to make that happen.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we do have to do a show today. You understand that.
I didn't know Bobby Knight was at Edmonds School this weekend, raining chairs across the court.
It was pretty funny. It cost us the game, though. That was like our fourth technical.
Oh, no. So you didn't get a trophy.
No, we didn't make it to the finals.
We don't know that Rich has never gotten hurt. I mean, Tom Brady played with a torn MCL.
Yeah,
how about that? I did
Well,
I
was
going
to get to that. I have that somewhere in the show today.
Somewhere.
I got that somewhere in the show.
Let's see. Here was the first segment today. Sox lose.
2-3 to the Yankees.
Who are they going to get at first base? Will Chris Sale help Verdugo hit with a ball?
Did you see that Verdugo thing?
Yankees second half. That was the last 33 minutes, by the way. I did. It was, it's pretty surprising. I understand throwing a ball back, but you really want to throw it at the player.
Actually, that's what happened, they said. That the guy got the ball. People were antagonizing him to throw the ball back.
Right.
He didn't want to do it. By the time he did play it already, it started. There was a lady, as a witness, said he couldn't hit that player again if he tried it 1,000 times.
Right.
It seems like it was like
it's
one
like
big
you at
misunderstanding.
The foul line.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it seems like one big misunderstanding, and now he's banned from all Major League Baseball parks.
I have a question to follow up on that.
Yeah.
How in the world do they follow that guy? If that guy wants to go to a
facial
game
recognition.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
No, facial recognition. That's what it's going to
be. Really?
Yeah. I think they're in all the ballparks now as it is. Or they're supposed to be.
That's pretty fancy.
Well, they'll get you. I'm suing if I'm him. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, that guy was, he was vaccinated. He had the microchip in him.
Look at him. Did you miss him or what, huh? Oh, my goodness.
I missed him a lot more than I missed you.
Wow. I'm trying to be nice
miss,
to you today.
And I didn't miss him at all.
Wow. Hey, Arnie, if your TV show gets picked up, you're sure to get into the Southern California Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
That's true.
I saw somebody else that was got inducted in the Southern California Jewish
really?
Hall of Fame.
Who's that?
Two guys that I do shows with.
Bong Juice?
No, two guys that I do shows with.
Resin.
Are in the College Jewish Hall. Are in the
college?
Jewish, not college, are in the Jewish Hall of Fame.
Like, what are their names?
I'm like the only one, Cohen and Schwartz. No, but I don't know. I can't believe I'm the only one that hasn't gotten in.
Skip and Swan, Rich, you should have one of those mattresses at the poorhouse in case you need to fall asleep in the parking lot.
That's true.
Touche.
That's true. And Shane says, facial recognition my arse. These teams don't have extra money to spend on security like that.
Yeah, no, it's only Major League Baseball. They have no money.
Yeah, it's
not the CIA, he says.
Well, football makes $315 million just if you own a team.
You know what? If I'm that guy, though, I'm trying. I'm definitely going to try. Okay, so you're not going to let me in. I'm just going to go. Somebody else will buy the ticket under their name, and I'm going to go in with him, and I'll bet you he gets in.
Here's the deal. He's going to wait a couple of years. He's going to go back and plead his case to Major League Baseball. They're going to let him back. That's what will happen.
I don't think he cares.
Ben in Arbor, I watched Arnie's game last week. I actually felt sorry for Arnie. Why would you feel sorry for... You know what, Ben? I'll beat you in a 1-on-1 that you can feel sorry for yourself. How about that?
Live from the Allberg Gym.
I bet you I could beat Ben, no problem. Why would you feel sorry for me? Just get my shot back.
Look at you.
Wow. You sure you didn't miss me? What are you giving me the finger for?
I would never do that. You know,
I'm just looking at the clock.
I might not take a break today.
Okay.
Commercial free.
Here's another 40 minutes of non-stop talk.
All right, we'll come back. Tell everybody what we're going to talk about, Rich.
Well, let me look it up. Milwaukee leading the Suns over Tom. What does that mean?
Is it over tomorrow?
Oh.
You idiot.
Bruins, Taylor Hall, and Ryan Suter.
Do you want to see if the Bruins expansion list, you got that?
Okay, sure. If you want to talk hockey.
Tuukka Rask was left unprotected.
Yeah, but Seattle's not going to pick that contract
because,
up.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have a contract. Yeah,
no. Oh, I see what you mean, but he's going to want a lot of money.
Right,
I guess
so
that's my point.
Carey Price is unprotected.
Yes, he's also going to want a lot of money.
But he's on the contract for a boatload of money. Right, right, right.
It's going to be a tricky game for the Kraken right now. It's going to be difficult because there's all kinds, Tarasenko, there's all kinds of juicy names out there, but they're also, they have
big
a certain amount of money
yeah.
they can spend. But how much fun is that going to be in the war room of Seattle where they can just mix and match all these different contracts and come up with a team?
All right. And look at Ben. Time and place, Arnie. I'll walk out right now and play you. If you want to go ahead and right now.
We do have a little Nerf hoop in here if you want to play here.
I'll elbow you to death.
Took how many shots before you hit your first one today?
Ben, how old are you and how much do you weigh? That's all I need to know and how tall you are. I don't care. I'll still beat you. I don't care.
He was 1 for 36.
We got to take a break.
We got to take a break.
You're going to do 2 hours without commercial free. All right, you're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
Arnie.
My doctor said I was fat, and I started arguing with him.
Rich.
What happened? I can't wait to hear how this ended.
And TJ.
You are so full of crap.
It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
Here comes Booker drive. Reversing. Banks it home. All against Connaughton. Booker comes to the ball, fires a three. Dive! Good ball, but now Middleton comes out to get it. On the drive, step back, three-pointer. It's good! Booker the drive, gets inside, leans in. Knocked away, it's stolen by Holiday. Phoenix has to foul, and a pinnacle ball throws it down. Final seconds, deflected, Paul, a three-pointer. It's over. The Milwaukee Bucks are one win away from their first title in 50 years.
Wow. 3-2, the Milwaukee Bucks lead the Phoenix Suns.
And how many people had written them off a week and a half ago?
Oh, I was one of them.
Yeah, you were. I didn't want to bring that up.
Oh, shut up.
You were wrong.
I was definitely one of them. By the way, Ben says he's 5'11", 45 years old, and 230 pounds.
5'11", 230, so that's pretty much two similar physiques.
I'm like 6 feet, but a trim 231.
So basically, you have the exact same
No, not really.
Physique.
All right, Ben, how about 12 o'clock noon this Wednesday? What's that park on Patchen Road? What's the name of that park?
Oh, J.C. Park?
Yeah, J.C. Yeah. Park.
Are you seriously going to leave your house?
J.C. Park, noon Wednesday. Intern 11 will film it and do the play-by-play. Wednesday.
Okay, he says he's not going to film it.
You can't film
Friday.
It Wednesday? I could do it Friday. Fine. Friday at noon.
So he has to come down from Alberg. That's not exactly down the street.
Friday at noon, J.C. Park, internal level, will do the play-by-play. We'll play up to 21, twos and ones.
I don't even know what that means.
Two-pointers and one-pointer.
No three-pointers.
What's a one-pointer?
Regular bucket, 2 points for a three-pointer.
Okay.
So that's how we play. If you dare take me on that.
Never let it be said that Arnie Spanier doesn't have a full schedule.
Yeah, you know what? You have ticket. If you could beat
He's
me,
now
I'll
taking
give,
on listeners in pickup games of basketball.
I'll give you tickets to something. Do we have tickets from last week's New Hampshire race?
I'll give you.
Do we have tickets from last week's
yes.
New Hampshire race?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Okay,
yeah,
so let's give him that. No,
by the
do
way,
we have anything
no,
good to give him?
No, I give him a 4-pack of tickets to the Lake Monsters.
Okay, or we give him, how about some meat from the McKenzie's Meat?
We'll see.
How about Lake Monster tickets? They're actually, you know, that's a big deal right now.
All right, so let's see if Ben answers me. Difference is I'm muscle, not fat. I have a job, bonehead.
Wow.
Would have to be after work. Wow, now I'm a bonehead.
Wow.
Do you have time in your schedule after work?
I will make time now for Ben. Friday night.
Anything for the audience, right?
Friday night after I get off the
See?
Air.
Intern number 11.
That eliminates me.
Intern number 11.
6:30.
You taking stock of this?
That's bar time.
Does that work into 6:30 Friday night?
Yeah. See?
There you go. Tough guy.
Won't take too long.
Anything for the audience.
Justin says I got $20 on Arnie.
Wow. Now the bets are getting thrown down. Why do I get the feeling there's going to be 100 people showing up at JC Park
Friday
night? That's fine.
Come one, come all. Or you can watch it. We'll put it on Twitch, Facebook, Twitter.
No, it's just, I assume, half court. You're certainly not going to run up and down a full court.
Of course, knucklehead. Jeez. Of course it's half court.
I almost have to go down
there. All right,
there.
So wait, Ben says works for me. I'm going to put this in my calendar book right now.
Because Ben does hammer you all the time on the text line.
He does.
He's not an Arnie guy.
6:30 p.m. versus Ben.
What else do you have in your... Look at all the stuff you have on your sheet. You work 2 hours a day. What else are you doing?
Well, I just put that we have power play... And
so that's your whole day's schedule.
Yeah, and that we get paid on Friday. That's what that is.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. So.
Nice.
Actually, you don't. I do.
Jeez, I think I almost have
because
to go to
this.
Because
it's my other paycheck.
The one where you actually make money.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I have to go to this just to collect all the bets.
Yeah. Don't let Intern 11 film. Wow, Matt. I don't know why you said that.
Because he'll complain the whole time.
He's got a date Friday night.
Can't Ben play hoops during lunch break if he's serious? He would. Peter
and Wilson.
And Justin said, I'm willing to bet $40 on myself to beat Artie for 4 tickets to last week's event and a box of McKenzie Franks. I'll play Justin, too. I'll play Justin, too. I don't care.
By the way, TJ, did you go to the race?
I did not.
No.
Oh,
he went and saw his daughter, who he hasn't seen in 48 hours.
Oh, stop it.
She went away for the summer. I haven't seen her since Tuesday.
I haven't seen her in 3 weeks. Two weeks.
No.
Two weeks.
I went 20 months.
Rich went 20 months, but he's gonna. I'll see you Wednesday.
And I met her new boyfriend, by the way.
Oh,
the
yeah.
whole family, the boyfriend, came into that house of horrors.
Yeah, how was he?
Oh, he's great.
Yeah?
Great guy.
We found out my daughter has a boyfriend at camp, too.
He makes lots of money, which is really all we care about.
If he wasn't great, would you say you suck?
No. But we would have to have a talk with her.
Oh!
Yes.
We need to have a talk.
Yeah. He's kind of...
Got a geeky.
He's not very interesting.
No. Wow.
No, he's a great kid. We're psyched.
Dale said, Rich, you could do the play-by-play. Yeah, come out Friday. It's only going to take me 15 minutes to beat the guy.
That's bar time.
It was only going to... Then you could go straight to the bar from there.
Okay.
Yeah, you go straight to the bar from there. Hey, Friday, we have a judge, the intern competition. Oh, my goodness, with the tours.
Busy day.
Oh, my. You've got a very busy day, Intern 11. You really do.
Yeah. So, how about that NBA playoffs, huh?
All right. Well,
no, I don't care. We can keep talking about this. I can't believe it's come to me bringing sports into the show. It used to be just the opposite.
Well, I wanted to actually start with the Sox. We didn't get to them. They lost 2 or 3 to the Yankees.
Yeah, we really have to talk about that weekend.
Well, they had won how many in a row? Like 7 up to them?
Yeah, they
the
were doing very well. But some of the things that are a problem are being somewhat exposed. They had a couple of rough outings for pitchers. The cliff that Martin Perez is going off of has apparently reared its ugly head the last couple of starts.
Look at the text line. But Friday is the intern showdown.
It's going to be a busy day.
You got a busy day on Friday, Intern 11. You both got busy days on Friday.
So Ben is a mobile auto glass technician. I don't get a lunch. So he's the guy that goes around in your windshield bus and you call?
Yeah.
He's the guy that comes and shows up at your car and fixes it.
Yeah.
You can't beat him.
Why do you say that?
Because he's a hero to many.
What do you mean he's a hero?
Have you any asses that guy has saved on the roads over the years?
Because people have chipped their glass or something like that? Well, it's a noble job, I guess, but that doesn't mean I won't beat him in a one-on-one.
Maybe one of you. Yeah, imagine if he gets a call for Arnold Spanier stranded on the interstate on some Saturday night.
What?
My head is spinning.
I'm talking
spinning.
To Rich here. I get it.
But my head is spinning.
Yeah.
And two stories just collided on top of my brain. So this Friday.
You're going to explode.
Yes. No, this Friday, if the intern tour competition is successful.
Yes.
Then we take Rich's camp talent show idea. And next Friday, we have an intern talent show.
And one of them could ride a unicycle
out
of door.
I don't know.
It's brilliant.
I'll bring the unicycle.
Arnie, intern 12 and intern 13 must do videos as well. God, people are setting the rules now, Rich. We've lost control of the show.
Gee, you think?
Intern number 11, you could sing a Spice Girls song.
Intern 11, you're going to go down to the waterfront between now and Friday, and then you're going to go ahead. That's look at him give me the attitude. The attitude. And then Friday you'll come at 6:30 and we'll film the thing there. Lee says Friday's going to be epic for the huddle. It's not going to be epic for Ben and Ahlberg, I promise you that.
Wow.
It's not going to be epic for him. Sorry
then
about
please
that.
Be a very good basketball player.
All right, we got to do a hometown
the
SmackDown.
Same thing Beth said on Arnie's wedding night.
Wow. Nice. Wow. An intern talent show is brilliant. 30 years ago on Howard Stern, he did it.
Oh, there you go. Right, and how did it work out for him?
Howard Stern's a pretty big
$100 million a year? Something like that.
Yeah, you better rethink that. Try $300 million a year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really? Like, there's a difference.
What is? Yeah, there is.
There's a huge difference.
I need a 17th Lakefront estate.
And by the way, he only works Monday through Wednesdays.
Oh, man.
And he took the summer off.
We missed our calling.
He took the whole summer off.
And he's getting $300 million.
That son of a. All right, we got a hometown SmackDown.
Yes.
Tell everybody what they could win there, TJ.
4-pack of tickets to see your Vermont Lake Monsters.
Red hot. No, Lake Monsters.
That's what we got for the McKenzie Meats on Wednesdays, right?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was McKenzie Meats. So tell them what they win again.
A 4-pack of tickets to see your Vermont Lake Monsters.
There you go. Chris says loser of the basketball game. What does it say? Should
was the winner's
wash.
Car.
Wash the winner's car.
Oh, wash. You got to throw an H in there.
While getting harassed by the winner.
I like it.
Yeah, but I already pay for a car wash. And we have interns here. That's what interns are for, the car wash.
Watch 100 people show up Friday night.
That's fine. I wish they would. It would make Ben nervous. There should be a lot of people watching, too. All right, we got to get to Hometown SmackDown. So dial right now. It's very easy, 802-655-6672. You can either play with Rich or you could play with me. Two lines now open, so get on in, 802-655-6672. 6672 Hometown SmackDown. That's next. You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
Arnie and Rich are about to throw down. It's the Hometown SmackDown on the huddle. And now, the host of Hometown SmackDown, TJ Michaels.
All righty, here we go. Monday afternoon.
We only have one person that wants to play with Rich, and nobody wants to be on my team.
First of all, let's just meet him first.
Nobody wants to be on my team.
Maybe Rich from Waterbury has...
Nolan
from Waterbury, who's playing with Rich. Maybe he's just got everybody scared.
Doesn't anybody want to play with me? 802-655-6672?
Yeah,
802-655-6672.
The Lake Monsters have won 13 in a row and are playing really fun baseball. Don't you want to go with 4 tickets for nothing?
I don't think anybody wants to play with me.
That might be it, too.
That might be it.
Do you think that's it?
I think they're intimidated by your greatness.
Does the phone work? We got one.
Or they realize they have no chance of winning if you're the
teammate. Wow, I've won every one but one.
Well, we've only played twice.
No, you weren't here last week.
Oh, that's true. I couldn't really win last week.
That was the only time I lost.
Did you win last week?
No, I lost.
Come on, people. 655-6672.
Nobody wants to play with me.
Nolan, you there?
I'm very upset. It's starting to hurt my ear a little bit.
Hey, Nolan.
Hello.
How are you?
Can you hear us, Nolan?
I hear you fine. Thank you.
Oh, okay. There you go. Thank you.
Smart man. He had a choice of Rich or Arnie, and apparently he chose me. He must really want those Lake Monsters tickets.
And between all of Burlington, Winnipeg, and Fargo, nobody wants to play with Arnie. All right, so
we've got one.
Okay, I'll play with Arnie.
No. We're just kidding. No, you don't have to do. Look at that. You don't have to pity me for crying out loud. I don't need your pity.
That's a sympathy pairing.
There's
got
to be somebody that likes me out there.
Well, say hello to Brandon from Colchester.
Yes,
he's
Brandon.
To play with
thank
him.
You, Brandon. Thank you.
Glad I can help you out, Arnie.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
Guys, we're going to ask you each 3 multiple choice questions. In the event of a tie, we'll go to the lightning round. In the lightning round, you must answer correctly. If you answer incorrectly, you're automatically disqualified and the other contestant wins.
Wow.
Having said that, we go to Nolan for question number 1. Nolan and Rich, what conference does UMass Amherst Minuteman football team belong to?
Oh, come on!
Is it Conference USA, none, or the American Athletic Conference?
No one's looking it up right now. That's
Nolan?
The easiest question.
Any idea, Nolan?
Well, I know that they were independent for the first few years.
I feel like Conference USA, but I don't know.
No.
Let's go. While we're young. Come on, stop looking up.
What do you want to go with, Nolan? It's all yours, buddy.
Conference USA?
No, I'll go whatever you say.
Okay, how about Conference USA? No. I'm sorry.
They are independent.
Oh, Nolan, you were right.
Of course he was right.
Okay, that's why I wanted to go with Arnie now.
That was his big mistake. All right, give us our question.
All
here
right,
we go, Brandon.
Brandon, here comes question number two. What year did the Mets win their first World Series title?
Come on.
Was it first? 1962, 1969,
so obvious.
Or 1986?
Do you know the answer, Nolan? I mean, Brandon? Because I'm going to say 69.
I would say, if I had to guess, I would say 86, but I don't follow the Mets.
I was going to say 69. I think they won it that year.
All right.
Brandon, what's your answer?
69.
69. 69. That is a ridiculous question. We get asked some obscure teams conference, and you get asked about the amazing Mets.
Look, it's all the luck of the draw.
This is an outrage, as Bernie
would
say.
It's not the luck of the draw. Right, second question.
All right, Nolan, which member of the Spice Girls abruptly left the group in 1998?
Paprika.
This is the intern number 11 memorial question. Yeah. Is it Ginger Spice, Scary Spice, or Baby Spice?
I think it's Paprika. Go off the board with Paprika.
Nolan, this is yours, my friend. I have no idea.
I'm going to go with Ginger Spice.
That is correct.
What a guess. He had no idea.
Did you know that?
I think he had cancer.
Well, thanks for bringing us
down. Oh, jeez.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Contestant number two, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
What 1986 film featured the quote, "Life moves pretty fast.
Oh, come on.
If you don't stop once in a while and look around, you could miss it." Jeez. Is that The Breakfast Club, The Great Outdoors, or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
You know the answer?
Going Ferris Bueller's Day
Off. Yeah. Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
This is a sham.
Yeah.
Classic. Great movie.
Final question. Nolan, how many acres has the Oregon bootleg fire burned?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Is it 300,000?
This is fixed.
500,000 or 700,000 acres?
That is such an easy one.
Stop it.
Such an easy one. You're so lucky.
Nolan, it's yours. That's a ridiculous question.
He's drumming.
He's gone.
With his fingers. It's like I should have taken Arnie.
What do you think, bud?
What do you think?
What was the question? Like, the answers again?
300,000, 500,000, or 700,000?
Confidence level not high on this one.
I don't know. I'll go with 300,000. That's a guess.
That
I don't know.
Is correct.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can you give me 6 lottery ticket numbers? I'm going to go with whatever this guy's got to say.
And now for the win, Arnie's team will be asked, 1 plus 2 equals blank.
All right, come on now, Brandon. Let's go.
What's the capital of Vermont?
Yeah.
Brandon, what is the name of Jeff Bezos' spaceship? Is it the Alexa 21, Serenity, or New Shepard?
I think it's the second one, Serenity.
All right, I'll run with Arnie, Serenity.
Oh!
The answer, New Shepard.
Why did I say Serenity?
Way to ruin the life of another listener.
I meant New Shepard. That's what I meant, New Shepard.
All righty, hands on buzzers, final question.
Yeah, say your name if you want to take a guess.
All right. First person to answer correctly wins. If you answer incorrectly, you're automatically disqualified.
Come on, Brandon.
All right.
Final question. What is the name of Boston's Major League Soccer team?
Revolution.
I beeped.
You're not allowed to beep. You should have just given the answer.
Beeping.
No, you have to say your name.
You said make a noise.
No, you didn't say make a noise. Are we allowed to answer, by the way? I think it's just them that's allowed to answer.
I would have said Revolution, but I went, instead.
Brandon, give the answer.
It's the Revolution.
Oh,
yeah!
Complete scam.
Here's what we're going to do.
How about 2 tickets to each of them?
I'm
going to give 4 tickets to each of them.
Okay,
How about that?
Go. Rich cheated, but that's okay. I'll let him off the hook.
We're going to have to go back to the replay.
Yeah. I'm sure we won, but I want to get the victory. You give both tickets, but I want the victory. It's all that matters.
Whatever.
All right, get them on hold. Hour 1 in the books. TJ will tell you what's trending. We'll get you ready for the Power Hour. That's next. You're in the huddle. What are 1 point of the game?
In the car. On your computer. On your phone. on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
Come on, I'm not even going for that. This is where I'm going to sing. You got what I need.
I can't get enough of it.
Come on, everybody, sing along. Good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle.
You got what I need.
How drunk were you?
But you say he's just a friend.
Do I sound drunk?
But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Oh. It's even better.
Now we get two Arnie's.
Yeah.
But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
So when was that? 10 years ago?
About 10 years ago.
Some drunken bar?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
It's even better when there's two of you.
That's an unfortunate moment right there.
Oh.
Can't have it back. So what did we decide? We decided both of our winners from Colchester and Waterbury would get four tickets.
We went back and watched the replay.
Yep.
And the officials threw a flag on the field and have determined that both of our winners, both Nolan and Brandon, have their names and towns put up on the board to be the smartest town at the end of the year. Okay. So Waterbury will go up and so will Colchester.
Because if I had just blurted out Revolution, we would have won.
Yeah,
right?
we're calling
but
it a flat.
You froze, and I
no,
did.
No, I didn't freeze. I went, eh.
Yeah, you froze because you were going, family, I don't know. That
when my family plays quiz games, you go, eh.
Yeah, but that means you were thinking about it. You went, I'm choking.
It's New England Revolution. By the way, the first place New England Revolution.
Wow. That does, you don't get extra points for that.
Next week, I will have to remind you that the final tiebreaker question is a contestant-only answer question.
Whoops. Well, wow. We screwed that up. Our poor listeners couldn't get a word in.
So Rich is back from vacation. Do you want to tell everybody how your cult camp vacation
was?
I'm not
answering anything when you use that phrase. It was wonderful. Unfortunately, they've paved West Shore Road, which is borderline tragedy, but it's good. But at least the cyclists are happy.
The humanity.
I can't tell you.
I believe that's not a dirt road anymore.
We couldn't drink beer for 4 days. What were we going to do?
McKees was happy Friday night, I'll tell you that.
You guys all piled into there?
Woo, the whole camp.
But I still don't believe you made it to Friday night.
I don't believe it either.
What are you talking about? I go every week without drinking between Monday and Friday.
No, you don't.
How do you know this?
Because you tell me every Thursday. I'm going out Thursday with the people up in St. Albans.
Oh, that's
hey,
true.
Hey, I just got a text. The gang wants to go out. Rich, it's Tuesday. Yeah, I know.
No. It's always Thursday or nothing. Yeah, Thursday night and, okay, Friday night, Saturday night. All right, but I do go 4 days.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you like the booze on Sundays, too.
Absolutely, with Laney Poo.
Yeah, so
nice
don't
to see her yesterday.
But I could go right out drinking. Like he drinks every stinking day, for crying out loud.
Took the poorhouse down yesterday. It was fun.
All right.
Was Laney worried that you were going to come home and talk about selling all your worldly possessions?
No. Actually, I couldn't really do any real partying this week because the Lake Monsters were home the entire week.
Did you work every game?
I missed two of them.
Okay.
I had to be in the talent show Friday night.
Okay. So how many days were you there? So you worked, what, 2 out of 5 or 3 out of 5?
Yeah, 4 out of 6 or whatever. Yeah.
Not bad.
And then won every game. I can't believe it. All of a sudden, they're like the best team on the planet. Hey, by the way, you've heard about this home run derby thing?
Right. They won it by a home run derby last night.
It's the first time ever that they had that. It was really cool. The game was tied after 10 innings. So the other team's slugger got up there. You get 10 outs, and he made 10 outs. So all that our guy, Ethan Anderson, needed to do was we had a one home run. Big crowd. Everybody's staying because it's Have a Catch Sunday.
Right.
And kids run the bases and all that stuff. So everyone was still there. Second pitch, he launches into absolute orbit, and the place went nuts. It was really fun. How do you feel about something like that? I can't imagine. I talked to Kurt Wright about it this morning on VMT. He says you couldn't possibly make that happen in major leagues.
Don't those guys talk politics? I'm just kind of curious. Isn't that their job in the morning?
Well, they dragged me in for a half hour again today.
To What are they talking sports? I don't understand.
I don't know, but I know when they call
politics
me.
Politics is their job.
When they call me, I know what we're talking about. It's definitely not politics.
It says put video of Rich's talent show online. We may have to do that one year.
There might be something like that.
Wow.
That might exist.
YouTube Rich Haskell and see if we can go and find that there. I love that.
Although there's nothing to plug any cameras into.
You want to jump in, Town Fair Tire text line 802-655-6672. We've already gotten tons of them. You can see the new tour. This is going to be the schedule for the week. Intern 11 and 13 are going to be down at the waterfront on Wednesday, and they're going to do a tour of the waterfront, North Beach.
Do they know this?
Yes, they do. Okay. North Beach and places like that, which is going to be pretty cool. North Beach is happening. I want you to know that. I know you don't go down there a lot. You're afraid.
Well, I run by there. I'm afraid of what?
Just a lot of talent down there. That's all I could say.
At North Beach?
The women, you know?
Talent?
There's not a lot of talent down there?
I jog by North Beach.
Not a lot of talent around there.
I don't know. What does talent have to do with North
Beach? I mean, good-looking women is what I was saying.
Why don't you just say that, then?
That's what I meant. If you weren't so stinking old. Well, I wasn't talking about that young. Gosh. Don't be Mr. Creeper, for crying out loud.
Do you really want to see a 60-year-old woman in a bathing suit? Just asking.
By the way, Peter said Marcus and Kurt were freaked out a little bit by the Alexa TJ installed, by the way.
Yeah, they were.
Why are they freaked out by that?
In fact, Kurt said he was going to throw it into the lake.
That guy's got a problem with all of us.
No, that's Marcus.
Oh, that Marcus?
Yeah. And by the way, next to Arnie on the days off, it says 365 now on the scoreboard.
That's because Marcus takes off so many days now, we're confused how many it's been. He's just confused us. It's like he's up to like 15 or something like that. Taking advantage of everything.
But anyway, it was a great week. And just even having to come into the Lake Monsters games, I mean, when you win every night, it matters. You know, it's are they going to draw an extra 1,000 people at every game because they don't seem to ever lose now? No, but it's fun when they win. I mean, last night was perfect. They win a game in dramatic fashion. The crowd goes nuts. Kids run the bases. They play catch in the outfield. It's just been a great experience, winning streak.
We'll get a little bit to the Sox also. I think their slide is starting to happen. I'm a little worried that they may... You know, you don't get the extra team in the playoffs this year, so...
Who's that you're talking about?
In Major League Baseball.
Right. So who are you worried about?
The Red Sox, because...
Why? They have this... Aren't they tied for the best record in the American League?
Yeah, but
right
they're only up like a game... Was it a game up on Tampa?
Yeah,
or
I think
a game and a half?
Half game, something like that. No, there's no question there's some concerns. I thought there were concerns all along, but... I don't know.
Sale pitched 3 innings, I think, when you were gone. Gave up 4 hits, no runs, struck out 5.
Okay, good. What did he face? Single A guys?
He was facing me. It was pretty much people like me.
Ben and Alberg.
Yeah, Ben and Alberg and people like that.
Wow.
I mean, people were all excited. Oh, my goodness, look what he's doing. Look what he's done. He was supposed to go 2 innings and he went an extra inning. Oh, my goodness. I don't think he's going to be any factor whatsoever down the stretch. Maybe he'll eat up a few innings, but I don't see him... getting too many starts.
Well, the last 2 times I thought you said something outlandish about Chris Sale, both of them actually happened. I think 2 years ago you said he won't win 10 games, and then last year, or I guess it was 2 years ago, he wouldn't win 5 games. And you were right in both cases, even though I claimed you were out of your mind.
And look how much money he's getting.
I'm just going to lay low on your prediction here.
Colts fan Dave says, good to have you back, Rich. Couldn't stand to hear how much of a baseball purist the Romontos guy is. That's all that dude says. Yeah, they said that they're starting next year, you're not going to have the 7-inning doubleheader. You're not going to have the runner on second base. And
how do you feel about that? Is that true?
No, that is true. The commissioner said that. Rob Manfred.
Okay. Well, I've been in a tank all week.
Manfred came out and said, don't expect to see the 7-inning doubleheader next year. Don't expect to see the runner on second base. I don't know what he said about the 3-batter minimum.
Oh, for pitchers.
Pitchers. I'm not sure if you brought that up, but there was one other rule he brought up, too. I can't remember off the top of my head. That he said, don't expect to see next year also. So
basically indicated that it was a COVID-19 measure.
Yeah, and that they're just going to go back to what it was regularly. They may not do the 3-pitch minimum or the 3-batter minimum.
Any of those 3 things you'd like to see stay in the game now that you've seen it?
7-inning doubleheader.
Yeah.
7-inning doubleheader.
I know, and I feel like I'm a purist too, but I'll get slammed for this. I don't mind the 7-inning doubleheader, certainly at the minor league level.
I don't
but
like
at the major league level. I'm not positive.
I don't like the second put a runner on second base. I'm starting to not like that at all.
I think it's taken away from it. I'm not that. Liking that
I mean,
at all.
What's the longest game we've had in the major leagues this year? 12 innings?
I'm not sure, but it just doesn't feel right. I'm not, especially when it comes to sudden death, extra innings and stuff like that. I'm not liking it at all. So,
well, I'll tell you, it was weird at Centennial when they brought out the pitching, you know, the net to block the pitcher all of a sudden after 10 innings. And they start having a home run contest in the middle of the game. It was pretty wild.
By the way, how about the Yankees? They're still struggling. Worse than ever, though, they took two out of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Two out of the three.
They certainly weren't struggling last night.
So, oh yeah, was it?
Although that game Saturday was kind of ridiculous. Just nothing felt real about that.
What was the game that the Sox were with Eovaldi? Sox were up 1-0. Raining like crazy. Was that Friday night?
That was Saturday. They had a one-hour rain delay. It wasn't raining. Then it started pouring again.
No, it was raining for like the third. They were playing through the rain for the third, fourth innings.
Okay, but that was the Verdugo hit in the back by the ball.
Right.
I mean, it was pouring. It's like, what are you playing for
right
now?
And then they said, well, we're waiting for the Red Sox, the Yankees to take the lead. Game over.
Yeah.
What? I saw Tom Carey go, what do you mean? What do you mean game over? Right. What's going on here?
Glenn and Moncton called that a farce of a game with all the rain delays. And the thing that really bothered me, I saw the replay of it. Obviously, I didn't see it live, but was the Vasquez strikeout. He barely moved his wrist, and they called it a swing when he didn't swing. The fan interference in the Sanchez home
run. Yes, yes.
And then the Verdugo getting hit in the back by the Yankee fan. And this is all going on in an absolute monsoon. Don't call me a homer on this one, because I would feel exactly the same way if I had been a Yankee fan. That was, as Alex put it, a farce of a game. But it is what it is, so they lose that game.
Where's area code 330?
I'll tell you in a minute.
So to be clear on the schedule, intern showdown Friday and basketball showdown after the huddle. They want there's not an intern showdown, okay? First of all, intern 11 and intern 13 will go down to the waterfront on Wednesday and shoot another tour of the waterfront in North Beach and stuff like that. On Friday after the show, I will play Ben and Auberg in one-on-one, Intern 11 will shoot the video, and Rich will do the play-by-play.
Oh, so I'm showing up
on
Friday night.
It will take me 10 minutes to dust this guy, okay? 10 minutes to dust this guy. You won't be crack open a beer and get ready to do the play-by-play.
I don't think they allow beer at J.C. Park.
Glenn and Mugden, the pitcher, wouldn't get credit for a no-hitter in seven innings. Big deal. I don't care about that.
By the way, area code 330 is Eastern Ohio, Akron, Canton, Youngstown.
Wow.
Yeah.
How the heck are they listening up to up there?
It's called a computer, isn't it?
Hey,
online?
Dennis in St. Albans, are fans charged full price for a seven-inning game?
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
They are. Yes, they are.
Yep.
There you go. And Peter Wills, does anybody notice the X? I don't even know. It all gets bundled in together with him. Oh, with Garrett Cole. Yeah, what'd you think about that? They finally had a couple of good games out there, and he pitched like 127 innings just to go and get the win. But that was a while ago.
And he's
what he's
getting
done.
Snarky with the media.
Oh, he's always snarky with the media.
Right. But I mean, despite the fact that he's making $8 billion per start.
Ben in Hinesburg is ripping Jeff Paul. Says, welcome back, Rich. Have you ever had a dry piece of toast and dipped it in milk? That's Jeff Paul. Wow. Wow. I like Jeff Paul. And by the way, we're more affectionately known as Pizza Boy.
That's right.
Yes. You can't insult Jeff Paul. Only we can insult Jeff Paul.
I just had another million-dollar idea.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay, so we begin our coverage of the summer games on Friday. On the half hour on the game, you'll get an update from Tokyo from 6 a.m. to midnight. We, in conjunction with that, should run the intern summer games.
Who's going to film that?
Brilliant.
No, it's not brilliant.
It's
brilliant.
Arnie, you film it.
Luke says, I have a feeling this basketball game on Friday is going to be unwatchable.
Well, yeah, that's the idea.
No, it's not. Why would you even say that? How do you know I'm not going to be hooping like crazy?
It's going to be so unwatchable that you won't be able to not watch it.
I got to warm up, though, during the show. Got to do my exercises. Get ready for my big game, then.
And also, Winnipegger is texting, and don't forget about Veritech, wife and kids abused. Now, tell me what happened there. Is that real, or is that just, quote, sources say?
I'm not sure. I don't want to comment on that unless I know the whole story on that, so I'm really not sure.
Ugh.
Seriously, first intern to photocopy the show prep sheet and get me a cup of coffee.
What is wrong with you?
In the shortest amount of time.
They're not here to get your coffee, for crying out loud.
No, but we could time them. Be great.
Well,
this horse has got legs.
And how many glasses that Arnie whips at the interns get caught?
There you go.
That's another contest.
Yeah.
I like that one.
We could come up with a whole...
we could get this going here.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's brilliant.
Intern A says, Arnie, you're blowing huge possibilities without intern 11, 12, 13 showdown. Come on, Arnie. Look, they're doing the tour on Wednesday. He's filming on Friday. What more do you want from the guys? Oh, my goodness.
He's making $0 an hour, which is two more than we're making.
I think the interns are more popular than us. I'm starting to feel that.
Maybe it's just going to become all intern radio.
Oh, you weren't here? Did you hear?
Maybe that could be the morning show.
I don't know if we told you. One of the guys up in Canada wants to advertise. I'm being serious. And
from Winnipeg.
From Winnipeg. And advertise for Intern 11 to do a show from 3 to 4.
On what station?
On our station.
Oh, okay.
On our station.
Is going to pay for the show from 3 to 4.
Yes, he's going to pay for advertising for his company.
Did you tell the boss this?
He's sending us stuff, and he actually texted me last Monday.
Did you tell the salespeople, your beloved sales
folks?
No, I'm going to
sell it myself, because they'll drop the ball. I'll sell it myself. Brilliant, TJ. This is like TSN overdrive.
See? I'm telling you. I'm making an executive decision right now.
Well, first let them do their Waterfront Tour Wednesday.
Then next week.
And we got the Friday thing.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday next week.
We may need more interns. Intern 14, 15, and 16.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday of next week.
Soon enough.
We will have a different event each day for both of them to do.
No, this could be fun. We'll have to have a scoreboard.
That's right.
On the whiteboard up there.
And it's the intern summer games.
I like that. All right, though, we do have to get a little sports in. Rich, I sent you. Do you have the list of unprotected people for the Boston Bruins? Because I know they left Tuukka Rask unprotected, but with his, obviously you'd have to sign him to a multi-year deal.
Right.
The Kraken are not going to do that, so they're not going to take Tuukka Rask. They left Richie unprotected.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. He was a big guy on the power play this year. I think he had 15 goals. He's not going to score 30 goals, but 15 goals for the Bruins is pretty good. Granted, I think most of them were on the power play, but he was a real presence there. He was a physical, aggressive presence on the power play.
Here's who they protected. Forwards, Patrice Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, Coyle, Craig Smith, Jake DeBrusque would have been the one that I thought they weren't going to protect.
Trent Frederick. Well, they had just signed him. They kind of had to keep him.
Defensively, Charlie McAvoy, Matt
Grizzlick,
Brandon Carlo, Dan Vlatter.
Yeah, Vlatter, the goalie.
Well, that's because they didn't think they were going to take Tuukka Rask, and Swayman is not eligible to be taken off the roster.
Yeah, because Swayman is not on this list of protected or available.
Right.
If Halak and Rask are available, Vlatter is not.
And the Seattle Kraken had signed the goalie just moments ago from the Florida Panthers, who was a free agent.
And some other guy the Bruins made available, a goalie named Callum Booth.
So who are you taking off this Bruins roster? You see the list of names there. I'm not going to go through every one.
Well, it's interesting because you have to keep in mind the amount of money these people will cost. I mean, Taylor Hall's on that list.
Well, they're going to sign Taylor Hall.
David Krejci is on the list.
Well, they're not going to take Taylor Hall. Taylor Hall's going to re-sign with Boston. Well, they said, that was when you were out. They said that they're working on a deal. And also, did I tell you that Ryan Sutter?
Suter is
going to sign with the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, that would be great. How much is he going to cost, though?
I don't know.
He'll give you 28 minutes of ice time.
So which one of these guys you think is going to be gone? Richie? Is that what you think,
Richie? Well, there's some of them here I don't like to see on this list. Obviously, Kevin Miller, we heard his story last week. Great UVM. I mean, what a trooper that
guy
was. I thought about him,
too. I thought that there was a possibility that they were going to go and take him.
Mike Riley, maybe. I mean, he had a pretty good showing after the trade. He came over at midseason. But he's another guy that's going to cost you some money. Connor Clifton. It had an audition late in the season and in the playoffs. He was pretty good, and I doubt he'll cost much money.
Yeah, I don't think they want to be spending a lot of money in their first year, so they want to get keep everything pretty low contract wise.
Right. Chris Wagner, another guy, a little bit of he's a fourth liner, but he's a bulldog. I mean, and he's not going to cost anything. Nick Ritchie, as you said, 15 goals, good.
So
on the
this
power
is not going
play.
To be like Vegas where they were super good their first year. That's not going to be the case here.
I don't know. It depends on what they do with this. Because do you grab a guy? I mean, look at some of these names. Obviously, Krejci. But if I'm them, I'm staying away from Hall and
Krejci. I saw Krejci, but I don't know his contract off the top of my head.
But what about Sean Corrali? I mean, there's a guy who's a pretty good player. He's been a good player for the Bruins for a while. He's not going to give you 30 goals.
Well, there are rules. I don't have all the rules in front of me. They can only take so many forwards, so many defensemen. I think it's only like two goalies or three goalies can be taken. and maybe not even that much. They're allowed to work out contracts with free agents 3 days before all the rest of the NHL can work out contracts with free agents. So they do have certain benefits, no doubt about that.
And how much has the NHL kissed the butt of Vegas ever since the very start? Vegas has Seattle has the number two pick. Vegas doesn't have to have a protected list because they're Vegas. They're young. You know, they're up and coming.
Oh, so you can't take anybody off the Vegas roster.
It's ridiculous. Maybe I'm not getting that right, but I thought I heard that today, that Vegas does not have to make any players available in the expansion draft. They're one of the top five teams in the NHL for the last 3 years.
It says here the Kraken can sign pending free agents from now until the July 21st. And if they do, they'll use their pick from each respected team. The 2021 expansion draft goes live at 8 o'clock this Wednesday. That's 8 o'clock Eastern. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any interest in that, by the way, but I just want to see what was going to happen to the Bruins. Yeah. There'll be some big names out there. People want to get rid of contracts that they're not able to get rid of, and hopefully Seattle will take him.
Well, Jack Eichel is certainly going to be of interest, but if you're the Bruins, you can't spend $10 million on Jack Eichel, who's been hurt a lot in the last year or two.
I think they moved on from that.
No, but he's going to have to be a massive hometown discount, literally hometown in his case. But it's going to be interesting to see if Seattle goes after one high-priced guy. Do they go after a Carey Price based on what they saw in the first three series of the playoffs and not the finals? Do they go after Tarasenko from St. Louis, who's had some big injury issues the last couple of years, but has proven to be a 35-40 goal scorer in this league for a good team?
Jeff in Plattsburgh, the huddle is going worldwide from Winnipeg to Winooski. Jefferson says, I think Jefferson in Winnipeg, isn't that guy that wants to advertise? I sent you a message 30 minutes ago about my idea. The intern Olympics could be huge. Start with the Lakefront Tour. The Lakefront Tour is coming Wednesday, okay? You'll see the lakefront. It better be a good tour, interns.
And hopefully it won't rain for a change.
I don't care, rain or not. Rain or shine, you're going out there. Dale says you are right, Rich, whatever you say.
What am I right about?
I have no idea.
I haven't said anything right the whole show. Maybe it's the NHL situation.
Are you going to watch Milwaukee and the Suns, or you don't care about that?
If there's a minute left to play and Milwaukee's about to celebrate, I want to watch the celebration. I have never seen a year of NBA ball that I've cared less about than this one. Is that normal?
No.
Because I've talked to a lot of people who've also said, I mean, for me, once the Celtics bowed out, I was watching every second of the Celtics all season long, including the playoffs. Once they were gone, though, I found myself disappearing. And that was not true in the NHL. When the Bruins bowed out, I kept watching.
Look, I always said without the Blue Bloods, I hate it. And it did bother me that it's Milwaukee and Phoenix. Obviously, somebody's going to get a championship, and Milwaukee hasn't had one in a long time. Phoenix has never had one. So, I mean, that'll be fun to watch, but I'm not totally invested. I sure like to see Giannis and what he's going to do. Chris Paul's going to be the GOAT in this if they don't be able to, not able to pull off the next two, but not too crazy about it. Watch this video. It's what the intern Olympics could be. People are sending us stuff now.
Yes.
Well, only we can haze our interns.
What is this?
You can't haze our interns.
And then we're getting
requests.
Eddie and Mariah across the lake says, can you guys please say, we are meatheads live?
We are meatheads.
3, 2, 1.
We are meatheads.
Meatheads.
Did we just get in trouble? What does Eddie and Mariah have up his
sleeve? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Our listeners are the
That's
going to
wind up on a
they're,
video
they're,
somewhere.
They're very demanding.
They are.
I mean, I wasn't here last week, obviously, but clearly 11 went out and did a lot of videotaping, and all they're saying is, well, that's not quite enough.
PJ says, you're not alone on that hill, Rich. I'm a Celtics fan, and I've been loving the finals. Very sleep deprived.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's just one person's opinion. I've always been a hockey guy. I love basketball as long as the Celtics are out there, but that's obviously not everyone's case. What have the ratings been? Have you seen?
Yeah, the ratings have been awful. But
Oh, really?
Oh, but they say game four, it had like 10-point-something million, 10.5, which is very good, which put that game in the top five of that week, which is good, obviously.
Yep.
It was in the top five. But compared to last year, you know, the teams were in the bubble, so that you can't really compare it to that year, you know?
We're getting a lot of texts, too, from guys and people saying they really enjoyed the Loudon experience. Jersey guy, thank you for the Loudon tickets. Had a great time with my father over the weekend. You guys rock.
Yeah, I can't believe TJ couldn't go. Very disappointing. I loved going. It was a great time.
You didn't go. No, there's no way you went.
I didn't say I went. I said I suppose it was a good time if I went. Like, I couldn't go. I was very busy.
I decided to go see my daughter.
You see her every day.
I do not see her every day.
Did she move to Maine? Or
yes.
Is she be back?
But it's You said you've seen her in the last 3 weeks.
Yes, he has.
Yes.
That's five times.
When did she come back from Maine?
August 9th.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
I'm not seeing my daughter until Christmas.
Let her fly the coop, son. You helicopter parent. You see a picture of TJ. August 9th?
Yeah.
That's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's not even three.
No,
yeah, 3 weeks.
It's like 2.5 weeks.
And you've already been up to camp three times.
We've been to camp once.
You dropped her off.
No, my wife dropped her off.
Okay, and then you've been up there twice. She came home once, and you've been up there once. Oh, my goodness. Let her fly the coop. Fly the coop, huh?
Take it from Arnie, the love doctor.
That's Parenting 101 with Arnie Spang.
Exactly.
Mike Williams has a great idea, an intern biathlon. One lap around the fort, then make 15 copies of Arnie's resume, then another lap around the fort, and then try to set up Rich with a TikTok account.
That could be pretty good. Do you think any of the interns could beat me in basketball?
TikTok is a breath mint, right?
Yeah.
Could
That's
any of the
a Tic
Yeah.
Oh, Tic Tac, whatever.
Same I don't thing. Think any of the interns could beat me in basketball. We should make them play me one-on-one. I'm afraid I may hurt them, though. I don't want to hurt them.
They are young and athletic.
They're not athletic.
13 looks like it could absolutely destroy
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't look like he could walk and chew gum
are
at the same time.
Guy? Horrible basketball
player. Yeah, of course.
Player,
I could look at him and tell he's a horrible basketball player.
Wow.
I could Number just 11 stepdad can beat you in basketball.
Why?
Because number 11 has his stepdad do everything.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Margaret in Burlington. Welcome back, Rich. Intern 11 did great filling in. Just find him a job. Great and fun show. Much appreciated.
Wow, look Thank at you. That. Look at that. All right, we'll come back. A few other things I want to get to that are nationally. That's next. You're in the huddle. What do we point through the game?
The commercials are over. We thought we were going to have to hear more about Arnie's son's hockey career. You're listening to The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
As you saw people running through the concourse, then we basically went through into the dugout of the Padres. We were sitting there with Manny Machado's glove and everything sitting right in front. So, yeah, pretty scary.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game. What's this text? How do I get my prize? Intern 11 cut me off, LOL. I missed something.
Oh, it's Nolan from Waterbury?
Yeah. Tell him to what? Call back? Text his shipping?
Text his mailing address.
His address.
Oh, my goodness.
Text his shipping.
Oh, my goodness. You're only good for tours.
Is that
guy.
A young person's word?
Yeah, man. I don't know what the hell he's talking about there.
That's a new word for address, apparently.
My goodness. Rich, Vegas doesn't have to give up a player in the expansion draft because Vegas made a deal with the NHL when they got the franchise. They made them exempt from the expansion draft.
Okay, yeah.
Vegas doesn't lose players, but they don't get a cut of the expansion fee teams get.
All right. Thank you, Jess.
You heard the cut that TJ played. Rob Parker was at that game.
Everyone's favorite.
He was at that game, Rich, between San Diego and the Nationals when there was gunshots heard outside and people were running. For what they thought were their lives. Some people were running into the dugouts. Other people were laying in between seats. I saw videos of that, just trying to take cover, and people ran outside too.
All of a sudden, we saw people rushing. We just heard a lot of noise, and we just all got on the ground, under the chairs, just to try to stay as safe as possible.
You know, one little 7-year-old girl, I think, said, she was being interviewed. She was at the game. She said, I wasn't too worried. It's the second time I've been through this.
Ugh.
So I was prepared.
It's and seven.
Wait, you know, I want to say something though. You say yich. I didn't think of that at all. I said, "Wow." So we got through to the kids like, "Hey, when there's a problem, this is what you have to do when there's an emergency."
Okay, but also,
and she was calm, cool,
right.
Collected and did what you were supposed to do, Rich.
Right, but is that the best thing for a 7-year-old to be
it's a
exposed
great thing.
To being near it's, a shooting incident it's, twice
it's,
in
it's,
her
it's,
life?
No, it's not good that she was in that, but it was a great thing that she knew what to do and she remained calm. And instead of going, which a lot of people did, I went, that's fantastic.
We got
through to them, and they did, and she did exactly what we told you to do.
If I have a 7-year-old girl, I'm not happy to know that she's been close to shooting incidents
twice. I understand that. No, I understand that, and I don't want it to become commonplace. But, you know, it's like being through an earthquake. You're not just going to run out the door crazy. Certain things you're supposed to do, get under a desk, a doorway. You don't just want to, you know, run out there and go, you know, it makes things worse.
Wasn't it? When they built that stadium in D.C., everybody was complaining that it was in a terrible section of town.
Yes.
Remember that about 20, 25, whatever it was when the Expos left?
It is in a horrible section.
Is it? I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any interest in seeing Space Jam 2? And by the way, we had a debate. I said if you have HBO Max, that you should be able to get that for free. You say if you have HBO Max, you got to pay for the movie anyway.
If you have HBO Max, you can access it at home, but you still have to pay for the movie.
I thought the movie's free. Like when I have HBO at home and the movies come on, I don't have to pay for those movies.
Yeah, but not new releases. Not brand new theater releases.
But that's what people got HBO Max for the new releases. That's what they were advertising. Why do I have HBO Max if I'm not going to get the new releases? That's what I don't understand.
It costs you, and I hate to say this.
$60 a month, I think.
No. But in order to watch Space Jam 2, I think you're going to pay like $24.
Wow.
So my answer is no.
No interest in seeing Space Jam.
Not for $24.
Well, but just suppose you just want to see it.
Who's in it?
It's LeBron's new movie.
Okay. Who's in it?
Who's in it?
I don't know anything about it.
What the hell are you talking about?
I've been in a tent for the last week and a half.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan made the same movie 24 years ago.
I remember that one. It's very
famous.
It's
the same thing. It's the same
thing with a different character.
It's LeBron's making of it this time.
No interest.
By the way, Eddie said HBO Max, the movie is free.
Oh.
TJ, I told you that.
I assume HBO Max isn't free.
No, that you have to pay like $60 or $70 a month.
Right.
But the movie's free on that. Yeah, the Space Jam 2.
I don't.
You know, it's the monsters against, you know, you remember the whole Michael Jordan thing?
No, never saw 1 second of the first one.
You're a buzzkill. I got to tell you, people are like, what the hell is wrong with Rich
today?
You
asked me. I've seen about 10 movies in my whole life.
Who's in it?
And like five of the movies I've seen were during COVID, and we had to review sports movies for a couple of
months. Who's in it?
I don't know. Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, he's in it. Yes, he is.
He is?
By the way, he's wrong. I watched it for free. I don't know what that means. HBO Max, watched it for free. By the way, it's $7 a month, not $60 or $70.
Slight difference.
I said $60 or $70 a month. It's $6.99 or $7.
Wait a minute. How is that possible, though? How does that work?
Because you got to buy HBO Max then. See, I knew I was right on that one. I knew you were giving me some bogus information. It should come with the damn channel.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does.
Okay, whatever.
Look, TJ's mad now. Whatever, I was wrong.
No, but
sorry about that.
How do you account for box office intake on a new movie when people are watching it for free?
Well, that's not for me to worry about. By the way, Saquon Barkley, you see this? If you're a Giant fan, we should have sent this to Pizza Boy, Jeff Ball. Saquon Barkley on whether he'll be able to practice, quote unquote. I don't have an answer, to be honest.
How long does it take to recover?
I guess more time than he has right now.
What was the latest injury last? What was it? Was it a torn ACL?
Yeah, I believe it was the ACL. Okay. Yeah, he suffered ACL in week two, is what it was.
Yeah, I remember it was really early.
So you would think that he'd be ready by now, but
that's not the answer Giants fans want to hear.
He said, but I don't have an answer, to be honest. I'm not trying to lead up to something like that or put something up. I don't have an answer. It's a front process, but it's a tough process at the same time. Just have to listen to my body, listen to my trainers, listen to the coaches, and take it day by day. That doesn't sound good to me. Doesn't sound very good to me, to
especially
be honest.
Especially with a guy who had that lightning quickness and explosion that he had.
Well, and he's a Penn Stater, too. I mean, if he doesn't come back this season and have a stellar season,
he's
done.
A Penn State guy?
No, I'm just saying he's a guy that's been injured and maligned, and he really needs to come back and have a healthy season.
First-time Texas National Park is in a bad section of town because of the
Nats. Was.
Was.
Was
in a bad
section.
No,
it still is.
Because of the Nats, the area has been... What is that word?
I just want to hear you try to pronounce that.
Gentrified. What the hell is that?
Gentrified.
What is that?
Gentrified, Arnie.
And it's getting better every year. The shooting was random for that area in comparison to the pre-Nats. I guess he's from that area.
It's like in Denver when they built it down in the south. What's it called? Sodo or whatever it's called down in Denver. They built the park, and then the neighborhood pretty much became better around it. Because of the park.
Space Jam 1 was outstanding. Bill Murray, MJ, Barkley, Bird, all had characters in the first one. LeBron was dull and horrible. Space Jam 2 is horrible. Yeah, I think it was Richard Roper that says, I can't unsee what I saw.
Oh,
one says that it was abomination.
I said it was like a 2-hour-long commercial.
And Dennis says you can't see all the new movies on HBO Max because they do have some new releases like Wonder Woman movie when it came out. Only about 8 to 10 new ones in theater at the same time. Movies will be on HBO. I don't even know what the hell he wrote there. I still don't know if you have to
pay for that. I'm still trying to figure out how to get Channel 3.
All right, we're going to come back. We got to get the scraps and the last story standing. That's next. You're in the huddle. 101 point to the game.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
I love this song.
It's unlistenable.
No, it is. That sounds good. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
What is that note?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but even Bismarck is rolling over in his grave right now.
Is that a little early for that?
Might be too soon.
Norman in Winnipeg, today's TJ Tour has 2,367 views.
Is that right?
Yes. Intern 11, 12, and 13 Lakefront Showdown video is going to be huge.
2,300. Didn't he just do it?
Yeah, we put it up at 2 o'clock today.
And there's 2,300 views.
2 o'clock today. So in the last 4 hours.
Some guy just randomly
hours.
Shooting pictures.
No, in the last video. 3 hours. You put it up at 3 o'clock, right? You were filming it at 3 o'clock.
I was filming it at 3:30.
3:30. So it's been 2.5 hours. Wait till we put the waterfront up there. All right, let's get to the last story standing. I love this story. Let's get to that one.
Hi, folks. Ian and Pat here.
Need a job?
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Hold on. This is last story standing.
Oh, no. I want the opening.
I thought maybe
there is no opening.
I thought maybe Dan Keene was doing the opening for last story standing.
Gosh.
No, the opening's gone.
See, you're so busy doing tours and showing people the board, you don't even know how to run it. Go ahead.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
All right, get the last story standing. Go ahead.
Which one were we going to do? No, I don't even remember.
The cardboard one, the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love this story.
That's page 17. Thank you.
There's a story out. I'll help you here. There's a story out that said that the athletes that are going to the Olympic Village have to sleep on makeshift beds out of cardboard because they don't.
Why?
Because
all the shenanigans.
Yeah, they don't want them hooking up with other people and having sex.
Why?
Because of Corona.
Oh, okay.
And they, you know,
not sex. That sounds horrible.
So that they made the beds out of cardboard, so it's not sturdy enough to hold two people's weight.
These are great athletes.
Yes.
So they'll be able to figure something out.
Now, there's been a couple people that have debunked the story, but there was one athlete that took it to video. And he...
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake news.
He's jumping up and down on it.
Now,
it is made of cardboard, though.
I would think these countries would want elite athletes to, shall we say, copulate and cause a super athlete.
I don't know. Do you think that it would hold my weight in a cardboard bed?
No.
I don't think it's good. No one would hold your weight, that's for sure.
I'm not touching that one.
Mitch says the makers of those cardboard beds said they will support two people, but a threesome is out. I shouldn't have read that one.
I'll have you know I'm down 7 pounds right now.
Yeah, you've been saying that for like...
No. I was down 4 pounds. Now I'm down 7 pounds.
Oh, so you lost 3 more pounds.
Yes. Thank you.
From your belly to your butt.
Well, there's a new survey out there that says 16% of people have not weighed themselves since COVID began.
Oh, wow.
I've tried to weigh myself. I can't see what the scale says.
All right, Rich, what is coming up on the radio tonight?
Well, they've lost their last three series, and now they've got three games in Buffalo, which I think is so cool. Minor league ballpark, Red Sox, Toronto tonight. We'll have the pregame show, for some reason, at 6:07 on this radio station.
For Intern 11, Intern 13, TJ, Rich, and Arnie, Champlain Valley Game Night coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.